All right, Rich Waltz joins us. He is here. He's a broadcaster. We love having him here from the Miami Marlins, and Rich, of course, from the Bay Area, and it's always nice to have you here and nice to be with you.
Yeah, I'm from the Bay Area. I work in Miami. You're from Miami. You work in the Bay Area. So, and a Miami touch, nice to have Sam Singer sitting here, the Cal shooting guard, who the last time I saw him was having a deer burrito in Laramie, Wyoming, of all places. The Bears almost lost that game. Sam hit an overtime shot, and they beat the Cowboys.
Really?
That's when they were just getting it together.
All right, very good. All right, well, we're glad to have you here. And tell us about Jose Fernandez. You know, we could tell you about Jake Peavy, and the numbers will tell you even more. But what about Jose Fernandez? What should we expect tonight?
You know, this is going to be a really interesting game because both pitchers have the same personality, and that is they're going 110 miles an hour and very emotional. PV, Giant fans know that. Jose is that way, certainly for Miami. Opposite ends of the spectrum, PV's a veteran who's a lot more savvy, doesn't throw the ball as hard as he used to, has to rely on movement, even with the fastball he throws and the breaking stuff. And Jose still throws in the upper 90s, although you'll probably see him start 93, 94. As the game rolls on, he'll probably move up to 95, 96.
Wow. Is he back, Rich?
He's getting there. Now, you know, he had the Tommy John surgery and came back. His first start back was against the Giants. That was his only start against the Giants. But then he had some tendonitis in the bicep, and that really sidetracked him last year. So he didn't pitch a lot last year. He's still getting it, I think, back in terms of what can I throw, how can I throw it. And so if he's on, if you're watching the game tonight, watch for fastball command. If he's got fastball command, he'll be on because then he'll throw the slider, which is a wipeout slider, and he'll throw the changeup.
Rich, how's Don Mattingly? What do you expect him to do in terms of how he allows Fernandez to stretch it out?
Well, in the National League East, the Marlins and their front office, and I've seen it as well, had a front row seat on both Steven Strasburg and Matt Harvey. Yep. And both of those were problematic. Strasburg, by the way, the Nationals just flat shut him down. Harvey, by the way, the Mets kind of got caught, you know,
In limbo
and went through acrimony in September. Now, it worked out. He ended up saying, look, I'm pitching. So the Marlins' plan is 180 innings. But they're going to, by putting him where they are in the rotation, he's going to get extra days rest. And there's going to be two or three times this year where they skip a start around the All-Star break and a couple other times. So that, you know, if the ball club plays well and has an opportunity to play meaningful games in September, they will have him with the ability to pitch. So it's a very proactive approach.
Okay. Barry Bonds, Miami Marlin, and he came out here last night. It was like I thought he was going to go over to the Giant dugout. I'm surprised he went back to the Miami dugout. What do you think?
It's been a real interesting – it's been fun to watch, to be honest. When he walked into the clubhouse in Miami – it's still a young team, you know, Stanton, Yelich, those guys. A lot of jaws hit the floor because here's Barry Bonds coming in to talk hitting. And I think a lot of people didn't know what to expect, and I think the hitters have really enjoyed being around him. He's a hitting savant. You know, the thing that you hear about Bonds when you talk to his peers, people that managed him, Dusty Baker and I sat down a couple days ago and talked a lot about him. He said, the two things that Dusty said were people don't realize how intelligent he is. And he said, I have never had a player that has had that type of vision, I mean literally vision, and patience. And people don't realize that how important that is. And it's been interesting because he has taken a very simple approach. He hasn't been really, I'm going to change you and transform you. And I think the players appreciate that. I mean, some Giant players that I talked to, you know, preparing for this said when they were playing with Bonds, the routine was watch film, read the scouting report, and before you go on the field, stop by Barry's locker and get the final word on it. So I think he's enjoying it. I think for him it's a little eye-opening, you know, working with hitters. A good example, he was at a press conference a week ago and someone asked him about Christian Yelich, a terrific left fielder, and asked him, can you teach Yelich how to hit home runs? Because Yelich is a line drive guy. And Bonds looked at the guy and said, are you crazy? Why would I change that? This guy's going to be a 300 hitter the rest of his career and hit 35 doubles a year. He said, you don't change that. So I like what I've heard, and I think the hitters have enjoyed working with him.
Well, that's a great story. Pat, let me ask one question and jump in here.
Sure.
Stanton, now we love that throw he made from right field last night. It was an amazing throw. He's such a good ball player. I thought maybe one of these years, 45, 50 home runs. Can it happen?
If he's healthy, it can happen. His rate, his home run rate last year, had he been healthy, remember he broke the hamate bone in his hand. If he played 145 games last year, he would have hit 52 or 53 home runs or 54 because of the rate that he was on. And it's staying healthy. The hamate bone was a tough one. You know, the other injury that set him back wasn't one that you can say, well, the guy's fragile. When you get hit in the face with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball and your face gets banged, caved in, sort of. That was the injury at the end of 2014. So the key is keeping him on the field. The key is getting him in the lineup 145, 150 games. And I think he certainly can hit 45, 50 home runs if that happens.
Yeah, he's been scuffling thus far, but I know he'll turn things around. His resume says so. I want to circle back to Barry for just a second and ask you about his relationship with the guy Marty probably knows pretty well, Frankie Menichino, and how those two guys, Mutt and Jeff, get along.
That is, a big key to this is the fact that Frankie agreed to stay on. Menichino has been the hitting coach for the Marlins the last couple of seasons. And done a really nice job with a bunch of young hitters. And when they hired Barry, they asked Frankie, can you stay on? And he's more than an assistant hitting coach. I mean, he's like the co-hitting coach, the vice president of hitting, so to speak. Terrific. You know, Frankie, to his credit, has let Barry, stand in the spotlight. And I think Barry has leaned on Frankie as well. So it's, so far it's been, Mutt and Jeff is a pretty good way to describe it. It's worked.
Okay, good.
Rich Walsh with us. Great to have you. Every time we learn so much from you, and I love listening to the broadcast, and they do a nice job. Nice job.
Marty, just make sure that your sisters in Miami who watch the games, make sure they fill out that Nielsen book for the ratings, all right?
Believe me, Renee and Marilyn do not miss a game. They do not miss a game. They love the broadcast. So let's get back to the Marlins as we wrap it up with Rich Walsh, broadcaster for the Marlins. Where are they going? How are they doing? Where does this season head for you?
They're off to a slow start, admittedly, and they're not too pleased about it. Where are they headed? If they're 500 and competitive by the time they get to September, I think that's progress for a team that really scuffled last year. I think for them, for Miami, the biggest thing would be just having a manager in Don Mattingly, who's been there, been to the postseason the last 3 years, having a staff like Tim Wallach, Juan Nieves, who won a world championship with the Red Sox as pitching coach a few years ago, having Bonds as their hitting coach, that's an enormous thing for this young team. You don't like to say this, that at times they've looked better than their record, but they're having trouble putting 9 innings together.
Okay.
They'll hit but not pitch. They'll pitch but not hit. Giants fans have seen a little bit of that to the start of their season as well. But, the odd thing is they went on the road and outplayed Washington and took 2 of 3 from the Mets and then go home and lose 3 to Atlanta. So, go figure.
Well, that's baseball,
yes.
As we like to say. Rich, great to have you with us. A pleasure. And
thanks, Rich.
We love watching you on TV, and we always check in with you during the season as well.
Yeah, it's. I know it's only 3 days, but it's really nice to be home, and thanks for having me on the show.
All right, that is Rich Walsh, the play-by-play on the TV for the Miami Marlins.
Good guy.
Good man. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.